Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 18th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we have prepared today's message once again with the desire to encourage others around the world. Today's message is titled, Whatever Happens, and is based upon Philippians 1, 27 and 28.
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you.
Once again, we awaken to another beautiful day here in central Pennsylvania. As we prepare today's message, I actually expect this to be a typical day for me and my family, with continued peace in our specific area of the world. I really do not have a worry concerning being persecuted for my faith on this day, as so many do. On my heart, however, is the report of current crucifixions of Christians taking place in the Middle East. The report indicates, not at all surprisingly, that this persecution is at the hands of Muslim militants and directed primarily to those who have converted to Christianity.
Bill Bright wrote prior to his death, "The most important moment in anyone's life as a believer is the last breath, because the next breath is in heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. A Christian can't lose. If we live, we go on serving Him. That's an adventure. If we die, we're in heaven with Him. And that's incredible."
I memorized the first part of the daily scripture portion many years ago. Paul directs us to resolve in our hearts that we will stay faithful to Christ. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Today, I am especially drawn to the phrase, whatever happens. I've always considered the whatever to mean whatever happens to me, Stephen Weber, or any reader of the passage. That is, whether I'm having a good day or a bad day, whether things are going well or I'm going down a rough road, whatever happens to me, I am to conduct myself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Now, that certainly is a valid outlook in life, and I'm not sure that's exactly what the Apostle Paul meant when he initially wrote these words. As I consider the context, both the verses before and after, I really consider another intent. Just prior to this verse, Paul had written concerning his own realization that he expected to continue to live for Christ, or he might die for Him, that is, martyr Him. And on the site today, we have the link to that passage.
When Paul originally wrote this passage, we consider that he was instructing his fellow believers that, in other words, whatever happens to me, Paul, you are to conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
He goes on to write, "Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence," that really intrigues me. Paul had every intention of going to see the Philippian believers, if it was God's will that he remain alive.
However, it was also his firm expectation that should this not be the case, he says, "I will only hear about you in my absence." The absence in this context would be his departure to be with the Lord, in other words, his death. This is similar to his statement in 2 Corinthians 5:8, where he writes, "We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord."
Well, his confidence that if that were the case, his being with the Lord, he would still hear the good report that the Philippians were, quote, "standing firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you," end quote. Our service for the Lord Jesus Christ has eternal consequences. When we, in our divinely appointed time, are absent from the body and at home with the Lord, like Paul, we will see the ongoing results of our ministry. Let us stay faithful.
Let's pray together. Father, we praise you and give thanks for the freedoms we enjoy, most especially the freedom to worship you. But we know that there are many regions in our world where Christians are persecuted and suffer martyrdom at the hands of those who are enemies of the cross. We lift them up to you in prayer and ask that you will give them supernatural strength and resolute resolve to stand up for you in the face of evil surroundings. Though wicked men may destroy the flesh, they cannot rob the soul of inner peace and uncompromising determination to stand firm to the end. Sustain those who have endured the painful loss of loved ones, as well as those whose family members are being held captive and are presently enduring persecution. May you be glorified in the midst of these horribly adverse circumstances, and may souls be saved. Amen.
Amen. I think we both have on our heart today the suffering of Christians all around the world, but particularly in the Middle East, and quite bluntly, particularly in those countries dominated by the religion of Islam. I actually have a link to that report today concerning the crucifixion of our brothers and sisters. Like many online reports, I can't be certain of its truthfulness, but really there's no question if that particular report is somewhat inaccurate that our brothers and sisters are suffering, and again, particularly in the lands of Islam. Well, may we determine today that we will stay faithful to the Lord. Thank you for joining us. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Don't have a lot of photos up today. There is really not much related to the message, but do have a photo of several of Brookscene's morning glories that just grow all over our yard and wherever we phone out lawn debris, for that matter. I noticed some across the road this morning. We do have a couple songs we suggest related to today's message. One is that great song of the last 4 or 5 years many of you have heard, I Can Only Imagine, that deals with our future home in heaven. The other is another relatively contemporary song. I don't know how old it is. I like it a little bit more on the upbeat side to my taste, but I still like it. It's called Forever. And both are available as an online audio link. It should open up your audio player and play directly on your machine just like this podcast does. Let me point out that these links are not on the Daily Encouragement Net site. I barely find them through a search engine that may or may not work when you listen to the podcast. They usually work for at least several days, but audio links have a tendency to come and go very quickly on the web, I've noticed. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ today.